اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ والصلاة والسلام علی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. If we continue these آیات from last آیات of previous week, so you will remember that Allah سبحانہ وتعالی was admiring those people who have been given the title of Abrar, the virtuous servants of Allah, the righteous servants of Allah. So when they feed some needy and deserving people, they say that we are feeding you just for the sake of Allah. Innama nut'imukum liwajhi Allah. La nuridu minkum jaza'an. We do not want any kind of reward from you, the human beings. Wala shukura, and even we do not expect any appreciation or any thanks from you. All the appreciation we are seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So, and why do we do that? So today's ayat will connect for the answer. Inna nakhafu min rabbina yawman abusan qamtarira. Because we have the fear. Nakhafu. Nakhafu is from khawf. So inna nakhafu, indeed we have the khawf of a day, the day of judgment. Mir rabbina, from our Lord. That day will be established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have the khawf of Allah from that day. Abusan qamtarira, these are the two descriptions of that day. That day will be very much difficult and very much distressful. Very much distressful. So these words, abusan qamtarira, very much full of stress and full of so much, you know, difficulty and hardship. Abusan qamtarira. فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save them. So this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, it's glad tidings, the good news from Allah, that those who live their life with those qualities, so Allah will save them. فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ. وَقَا, it means to protect, to save. Whom? Them. Allah. شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ, from the evil of that day. وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَضْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. And Allah will bestow upon them, will provide them, nadratan wa surura, the freshness, nadra, like he said, wujuhun yawma idhin nadira, the faces will be fresh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide them the freshness, that is the sign and symbol of complete satisfaction and happiness. Nadratan wa surura. So nadra is brightness, freshness. Surur means is joy. Joy or happiness. Laqahum nadratan wa surura. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us all, inshallah, among those righteous servants of Allah. Wajazahum bima sabaru. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. Wajaza, as you know, reward. So Allah will reward them. Bima sabaru. Because of their sabr and patience in this world, while they were here in this world, or because of their steadfastness on iman, they were always steadfast on iman. So many challenges, so many things were going through in their life because of that fact that they were mu'min. And as you know, that we have been, you know, trying by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our iman. Every day there is a new challenge, there is a new thing, right? And you are doing sabr and sabr and sabr on all that. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, because of their sabr, Allah will reward them Jannah, in the form of Jannah, that Allah will grant admittance and admission into the Jannah. Wa harira, and the garments of the silk. Harir is silk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram, this silk garments for the man in this dunya, in this world. Like gold, silk, these are things, the things are for decoration. They are allowed for women, not for men. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give as the reward to all of them, even the men in the Jannah. متكئين فيها على الأرائك. And these Abrar, they will be reclining on the high couches. So متكئين means when you are sitting and reclining comfortably. أرائك is couch. So أرائك is the plural of أريكة, means high couches. لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا. It is another description of the climate and weather in the Jannah. It will not be too hot, it will not be too cold. Subhanallah. لا يرون فيها, they will not see. يرون is from رَأَى يَرَى. They will not see, meaning they will not feel. شَمْسًا, any scorching heat. A little bit shams, it is required. When it is a winter time, so you need the shams, you need that sunlight, right? So there will be sunlight, but not in this kind that will be scorching. That will be people, they cannot tolerate it. وَلَا زَمْهَرِيرَ, and there will be on the other side no bitter cold. زَمْهَرِيرَ is too much cold when the temperature is going minus, freezing temperature. That is called Zamharira. So very moderate temperature in the Jannah. وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ غِلَالُهَا. And the shadows of the trees of the Jannah will be very closer. Dania. Dania means something very close to you, spreading over or your heads. عليهم on them ظلال. ظلال is shadows. ظل. So always pronounce with the letter ظ, ط, ظ. Both are emphatic letters, heavy letters in Arabic. ظلالها. وذللت. Now this word ذللت with ذال, and ذال is thin letter. So وذللت. قطوفها تذليلا. The fruits of those trees will be in cluster. It will not be just like one fruit, it will be the whole bunch of the fruits. So that cluster of the fruit, that is called qutuf. So the fruits of the Jannah, of those trees, will be also very close and will be within reach. So وَذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا تَذْلِيلًا. So it will not be the case that you are just looking at the food, how can I get it? Right? You don't need to climb on the tree to get that fruit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it very closer and within reach. So these are all the descriptions of the Jannah for all the sacrifices that mu'mineen, the believing men and women, they are making those sacrifices in this dunya for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, He will appreciate their efforts and their sacrifices and their sabr, and these all will be the bounties and the bliss of the Jannah inshallah. So these are very encouraging ayat, very inspirational ayat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of us always inshallah very firm and give us the steadfastness on our deen, on our iman. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will include us all among those servants of Allah who will be blessed with these ni'mat of the Jannah.